The first restaurant that I started working at, it was the week after I had turned 21, and I hadn't had a drink before that. I was a really good girl, and then started to work at a dive restaurant slash bar. And so, I mean, on the first day when I was training, I had my manager, Erin, and she was a lifer. You know, she had been working at the bar since she was 16, and she loved to, like, take care of her girls and everything. So, you know, after my first shift, she treated me to a drink, and, or she, well, she was sort of introducing me to different things. Have you had this? Have you had this? So she gave me a Bay Breeze, which we know is, like, Malibu, which is like fruit punch. And then she said, have you tried a Jägerbomb? And I was like, no. She's like, they're delicious. Do you like Red Bull? Yeah. So I had that. I had the Bay Breeze, and then I had the Jägerbomb, and I was shit-faced. And so then it comes time, I'm sitting, I'm trying to pretend that I'm cool, you know, like I'm just really relaxed, and but I know that I can't actually get home. So I'm 21 years old, and I had to call my daddy to come pick me up at the restaurant. And so I'm thinking that it's just going to be him, and he pulls up in his truck, and it's my mom and him, because I guess she wanted to take my car home too. And, you know, my mom's a sweet woman, and I had always just been a really good girl, but she just looked really disappointed and everything. And my dad is grinning from ear to ear. Like, he just thought it was the best thing. So, you know, that I was just, you know, the memory of being 21, first day on the job, and my mommy and daddy had to come pick me up. So fast forward a little bit, and now I've been working at the restaurant for a while, and my sister brought her husband because he had turned, it was his 21st birthday, and, you know, it would be a great place to bring him to celebrate, and also she's thinking that I can get them hooked up. But isn't it kind of crap that the bartenders can hook up their customers, but the waitresses can't really hook up your customers because you have to ring everything in? And so I can get somebody a free soda, but, you know, that's about the extent of my powers. And so he's Irish, and he's been drinking for a while, so she says he can take it. And you got the regulars, who once they see 21 years old, it's like fresh meat. And they want to get you so drunk that you're wearing your pants for a hat. So they're giving him, you know, Jägerbombs, and have you ever heard of an Irish car bomb? And he's just washing everything down with Guinness. And initially, my sister's saying, he can take it, he can take it. And then she starts to look concerned. And she's like, oh, we just came from Outback, and he had the 16-ounce steak, and he doesn't look so good. And I turn around, and we're all at the waitress table drinking, and it's a four-top. And all of a sudden, he turns white, and then it's like a scene from The Exorcist. Because the entire table is just covered, and the floor and everything. And of course, it's my section and I'm closing, so that was all me. Happy birthday. And so he's about to fall asleep in it, and Cheryl's like, no, 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 don't do that. So he goes to the bathroom, and the next thing, Cheryl comes out, and she's like, we gotta go. I'm like, what happened? She's like, well, I don't know what he was doing, but he thought that the paper towel thing was attacking him, so he ripped it up off the wall. So I'm going to go ahead and take him. And I was like, okay, just go. Just go. She's like, I'll get your tip later. I was like, that's fine. So ultimately, I cleaned it up. And while it was kind of a miserable night, it's a good thing because I, you know, have that to hold over him for the rest of his life.